Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dusty Baker's press conference will be heard live right here on these airwaves. We'll bring it to you exclusively at 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. We're with you until 3:30 today. That's our pregame show ahead of Charlie and Dave's official pregame. We'll be giving away tickets to see the Washington Capitals a little bit later on this segment. There's been a lot of news coming out all day long on the Washington Nationals front. There has been chaos. There has been turmoil. The Washington Post, 106.7 The Fan, ESPN, MLB Network, you name it. It's looked bad, and the Nats have gotten panned and crushed for this. Rizzo did step up to the plate and answer questions at the podium to provide some clarity moments ago in saying that Strasburg was getting IVs, felt better this morning, came to his manager, Dusty Baker, and said he wanted to start. But the dust is now settled, and we know this. Strasburg will pitch. The lineup is the same as it was yesterday. The Nats have to win, or their season is over. Nothing else as of 4:05 East time, 3:05 here in Chicago, is really going to matter. The show, by the way, presented by CDWG, bringing together experts, technologies, and partners like Dell to turn complexity into simplicity. IT orchestration by CDWG, people who get it.
I think it's really well said. After all of this, whatever this is, I don't know what to call it. I don't want to name anything blank gate anymore. I'm over gates. I want no future gating. Whatever this is, you know I have to go win an elimination baseball game to save your season. All of the good vibes, the good feelings, the good construction, the good team, this organization, what it's meant, where it's come from, all these young stars, the homegrown talent, the veterans, the acquisitions, the free agents, the trades, the makeup of this group, that's all well and good. Win or it's for nothing. Win today or it's for nothing. Put aside all this other crap. Not easy to do. Get over the fact that you are 0 for a million in this series. You're hitting under 100 outside of the eighth inning in game two.
By the way, all you have to do, it sounds crazy because they haven't hit and they haven't scored and because they're down 2-1. The only thing separating the Nationals from the NLCS is two wins, is 18 good innings of baseball. How many good innings of baseball did they play this season? I mean, they won 97 games, right?
Yeah, plenty.
There's 9 innings per game. So let's just take that math and say that's 873 productive innings. In losses, there were probably a couple of hundred other good innings in there somewhere. You played 1,000 of them, you need 18 of them. You need two games, 18 innings of good baseball. You're in the NLCS. None of this matters, and you got a great chance to beat the Dodgers to get to the World Series. But it's got to start with Strasburg, who isn't 100% pitching well, and with this lineup finally coming through.
Well, the extra pressure is on Strasburg for a million reasons. One, because this is not your ordinary start. It's the most pressurized game you could possibly have. Win or you get no more games. Then you add in all this just collapsed circus tent of a background, again, which is tough to put aside. And then, by the way, and this is the hardest thing on pitchers that nobody ever talks about, when you know you have to be perfect. You must be unblemished and perfect. No room for error. When you walk a guy in the third or fourth or fifth inning, the entire fan base is going, because they know it might lead to a run. Imagine being so on a tightrope that one run basically undoes any of the possible good work that you've done up to that point. The idea that Chris Bryant flares a single in the right field and that's the ball game after you've thrown no-hit innings through at least six, because of how poor this offense has been. The amount of pressure on Steven Strasburg to be not only, hey, pretty good, keep us in the game, Hoss, you've got to be perfect. Otherwise, this whole thing's over, given the way that they've hit. The amount of pressure on this guy today is massive. It's why, frankly, you get paid a whole bunch of money to show up and step up in these kinds of games. And I hope he does. I hope he silences all the people that use the word orchid today in social media. I hope he does. I hope he shoves it on them as well as the Cubs. This offense simply has to go or they get no more season. I mean, that's the theme. That's the big story overarching in this series. But this game is now all eyes are on 37.
Dusty Baker will be at the podium after yesterday's press conference, which led to so many questions about Strasburg, so many questions about the hotel, talking about how many players on his team were ill because of the mold, and then people thought they were changing hotels because of mold. He'll talk for the first time since that in about 10 minutes. You can hear it exclusively right here on 106.7 The Fan. This was Rizzo at the podium moments ago explaining what happened. This was the first words from him since he was on with the Sports Junkies this morning, and this was very different than some of what we heard when he was on with the Sports Junkies.
So you're making the right call for your team, but fans have the right to question why this guy won't at least attempt to put his balls on the line.
He did. He is attempting to put his balls on the line. He went out and threw a bullpen and said, Mike Mannix, pitching coach, I'm going to give you everything I had. I don't know how much it is, and we made the decision that we want 100% Tanner Roark, who wins 15, 16, and 13 games over the last 3 years he was a starter, over a depleted Steven Strasburg.
So that was Rizzo with the Junks earlier today. And then moments ago when he was at the podium in his press conference, he said the opposite, which is, yeah, he agreed. Roark's better than the depleted Strasburg. Strasburg's not depleted anymore. So we found out at the same time that Strasburg was more sick than we actually thought he was. But now he woke up a lot healthier and is himself again. So Roark against this Strasburg, they like Strasburg giving him the chance to win. So Roark against the Strasburg that was there yesterday, well, they like Roark better. That's how he summed it up.
Yeah, perfectly valid. Again, but it just took us a long kind of winding road to get there. Again, this is nothing if Dusty doesn't sound like he's not familiar with the guys on his roster.
Although, and by the way,
like he'd never met them.
The under the weather terminology that was used was incorrect and wrong. If Rizzo's saying he actually had this, you know, acute sinusitis and all these things, including IVs, are being pumped into his body, that's not under the weather. He's sick. Strasburg is unable to go because he's sick. Dusty's cut from yesterday, if we still have that, I'd love to play it, was, first and foremost, we like Tanner Roark a lot. No, Dusty, that's not why he's pitching. He's pitching because Steven Strasburg has IVs in his veins right now because he's sick. That's important to make that known. He used the phrasing under the weather. Also, though, said he threw his throw day, a day that he didn't throw his throw day. He said he was in the bullpen doing his work on the side, his bullpen session, because that's when he normally does it. Here was Dusty Baker yesterday.
We decided to stay with Tanner because, number one, he was slated. Nope. Didn't work out for Strauss with his bullpen day.
What does that
and,
mean?
You know, we're all creatures of habit. And plus,
weird.
We got full confidence in Tanner and
cool.
Strauss. It'd have been better because he's... he's feeling under the weather.
Fifth thing you mentioned
like
here.
Like a lot of my team is, and so...
No, a lot of your team's not getting IVs in their veins, Dusty.
As a plus for our team.
He's under the weather like a lot of my team. He'll go on to talk about mold and air conditioning.
And then Dusty went on to say, I got it too.
Yes.
Are you getting IVs? Are you getting this level of antibiotics right. And anti-inflammatories and fluids?
Understand that this was horribly explained. That's how we got here, and that's how the 4 hours of our show went the way they did today. This was terribly explained. Baker's going to get another chance, though. He will be talking with the media at 2 o'clock coming up in less than 10 minutes when our Tyson's Corner Center pregame show begins. We've got you for 90, then Charlie and Dave for 30, and then the first pitch. It would be an amazing story, Danny. I'm really actually excited to get to see this game because this could be memorable. Strasburg's flu game, man. This could be the day that everything changed. Now, you want to exercise demons? I don't believe in the stupid curse conversation that people have, but you want to end all this once and for all? How about you win this series down 2-1 on a day where the story all day long was that Steven Strasburg doesn't want to pitch. Then he pitches. He shuts down the Cubs. You win. You come back to Nats Park. You get greeted by 47,000 of your best friends.
Think of the opportunity.
What a story that would be.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if this somehow does it? I mean, again, this is what we talked about. The eighth inning of game two, does this catapult them? The answer was a resounding no. Didn't catapult them at all. They were wretched in game number three. Offensively challenged. Couldn't manage a loud clap. The only run they scored was because Kyle Schwarber hates catching the ball in the outfield and is Bill the Butcher out there. That's the only run they scored. So there went that momentum. Maybe this is another chance to establish momentum. When you're basically down and all but out, you're all but eliminated right here. And you've got a chance with this backdrop to exercise not only personal demons, team demons, and everything else. What a chance for the Nationals and Strasburg.
Capitals have a game tonight. If you're the 10th caller and you know who they play at 800-636-1067, you're going to win a pair of tickets to see the Caps take on the Leafs October 17th, Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now through the Capital One Arena box office. You can win your way in all week long right here on Grant and Danny with 106.7 The Fan. The details are online at thefandc.com/contest, courtesy of Monumental Sports. We're with you at 2 o'clock, Dusty Baker's press conference to start our pregame show in 6 minutes. We're taking you up to the official pregame and the first pitch on your flagship home for the Nationals. Live from Chicago, Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.